I had really two options. One was not to speak and wait to be killed, and the second was to speak up and then be killed. And I chose the second one because at that time there was terrorism. Women were not allowed to go outside of their houses, girls' education was totally banned, and people were killed. At that time, I needed to raise my voice because I wanted to go back to school. I was also one of those girls who could not get education. I wanted to learn. I wanted to learn and be who I can be in my future. And I also had dreams. I also had dreams like a normal child has. I wanted to become a doctor at that time. Now I want to become a politician, a good politician. And when I heard that I could not go to school, just for a second thought, I would never be able to become a doctor. Or I would never be able to be who I wanted to be in the future, and my life would be just getting married at the age of 13 or 14, not going to school, not becoming who I really can be. So I decided that I would speak up. So, through my story, I want to tell other children all around the world that they should stand up for their rights. They should not wait for someone else, and their voices are more powerful. Their voices, it would seem that they are weak, but at the time when no one speaks, your voices get so loud that everyone has to listen to them. Everyone has to hear them. So it is my message to children all around the world that they should stand up for their rights. And the award that I have received, the Nobel Peace Prize, I believe that the Nobel Committee, they haven't given it just to me. But this award is for all those children who are voiceless, whose voices need to be heard. And I speak for them, and I stand up with them, and I join them in their campaign that their voices should be heard, and they should be listened to. And they have rights. They have the rights. They have the right to receive quality education. They have the right not to suffer from child labour, not to suffer from child trafficking.